Part 2. Speaker 1. When I visited the British Museum, I got a complete picture of world history. It has got incredible collections from all the ancient civilizations of the world. The best thing about it, though, is that entrance is free except for special exhibitions, which makes over 13 million objects accessible to all. Speaker 2.
I had a fantastic time at the Louvre in Paris, France. It's not the world's most visited cultural site for nothing. Now I know, though, that one visit isn't enough, as there is so much to see. In fact, there will be a second museum site in the north of the city to put more of the huge collection on display. I can't wait to go there too.
Speaker 3.
At the Hermitage in St. Petersburg, I needed 3 whole days to make my way round all the 6 buildings and see its amazing collections. Don't worry if you can't make it to Russia, though, because there is a film called Russian Ark, which was made at the museum and shows 33 of the Hermitage's rooms.
Speaker 4.
The best museum I've ever been to is the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, Italy. A word of warning, though. It's not a huge museum, so it can get very crowded. It's a good idea to get your ticket in advance and go early in the morning.
Speaker 5.
If I could only go to one museum in my life, it would be the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, France. It's the perfect place for art lovers, and it's also such great value for money. If you get a museum pass, you can skip past the really long queues and enjoy the wonderful collections at your leisure.